A lot's been said, and I'm really glad to hear that. The first thing is the National Corn Growers Association is very pleased that they've included the 15 billion gallon number as the renewable fuel standard. Something we've worked on for the past 3 years. We looked into our crystal ball and actually saw that we could do 15 billion gallons of ethanol from corn and still have enough corn left to provide the nation for food and feed and fuel and our exports to feed the rest of the world. We think that's really important that we studied that. We have a lot of data to back that up. And the other thing is, when you hear about cellulose and you look across the broad support this bill has, it's good for our country. It's not just about corn. Look at the prices of the other commodities. All of agriculture has been benefiting from this new demand for our products. So when we look at this bill, and hopefully we can look real soon at its passage, when we think the objectives of this are met, we will have a more plentiful, cleaner, homegrown renewable fuel that will benefit our country in a great way. I'm really proud to be involved with this. We applaud all the leadership of both houses on putting this together. Hopefully it'll happen. It's critical to our industry and to agriculture and to the country as a whole. So as we go on and work this bill, we've got a lot to look forward to. And when we look to the passage of it, we'll celebrate, and we hope it's a bill that the president will sign, because he's on record as being for the renewable fuels also. So far as from the National Corn Growers, I appreciate you coming. If I'm the wrap up, thank you, and look forward to a celebration when this passes.